Welcome to Viz City. I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going to visit two Eugene galleries, one downtown and one in the Whitaker. Let's start downtown. The first one is at White Lotus Gallery. That one is called Stormy Writings. It's by local artist Nancy Pobance. It runs through April 28th. What'd you see over there at White Lotus, Sandy?
Well, the most interesting thing about Nancy's work is her aesthetic, her process aesthetic, I would call it. For example, just to start with, the owner showed me a box with 60 different earth pigments that she had gathered in Oregon that ranged from black to white and turquoise to gold, sage green, copper orange. It made me really love and appreciate Oregon's unique geology.
From a whole different point of view.
That's right, because she paints with those things.
Right. She's been doing this process for years. The show that's up right now is 19 of the works are brand new. Nancy received a 2011 recipient of the Playa Residency Program in Summer Lake, Oregon. So she spent some time over there. She just kind of observed, collected pigments, did a lot of notes. She didn't do the actual images there, but she kind of collected material to then return home and kind of decompress or do her whole process. And that's where most of these images are from, is from that event.
Well, I really loved her process, and I read all the signage very carefully. I'm one of those crazed art people who go around and read all the signage first. So I can't stand something that says untitled. I want it to say something. So here's an example of something very interesting to read from one of her paintings. Here it is. Summer Lake Earth Pigment, Charcoal from 2007 Fire, Walnut Ink, Oak Gall Ink, Acrylic Ink on Watercolor Paper. It just made me want to look harder and want to really love the image.
Right. And actually, the title of that one was called SW15.
Yeah,
so the titles are
pretty
very
minimal.
Right, right. And these images are not real large. The one is like 6x6. They're very, almost stark, which probably reflects what she was seeing over there. But then she has this whole routine where she writes words that really are not intended to be known. So there's this calligraphic imagery on top of this watercolor image of this stark landscape. And it's an interest. It creates a little tension. At first you think, well, are those supposed to be like trees or burned trees? Or I know her process, so I knew it was calligraphy. Mm-hmm. They almost have a Persian look to them because you're not really supposed to know what they say. So it has a...
As you know, I'm not a big fan of obscured words because it seems to me if you're going to write a word, let's hear what it is. But I do understand that the reeds, the rushes, the bulrushes, when they wave in the wind, look like they're doing calligraphy on the sky. So I prefer to look at it that way it's a very calligraphic look, as you say. But I'd hate to think there were real words there that I was missing.
that just would grate against...
It would grate against my poetic soul.
Okay, so this is Nancy Pobance's show at the White Lotus Gallery. That one runs through April 28th. Let's go out to the Whitaker neighborhood to a gallery called The Wave. It is on Blair between 5th and 6th, a very small gallery. The show there is by Judd Turner. Mm-hmm. It's called Doublethink. A whole different ballgame from the one at White Lotus.
His inspiration is from Orwell's 1984, from the quote, "Even to understand the word doublethink involves the use of doublethink." So he says he's exploring notions of contradiction in both materials and conceptual underpinnings. I wouldn't say that's what jumped off the sculpture to me, but I did really enjoy his interesting work.
Well, he uses primarily found objects. A lot of it is steel. He likes to weld. His attention to detail is
phenomenal.
Exactly.
Yes. He has that in common with Nancy, I'd say. Detailed work.
Very detailed, even though he's using found objects and restructuring and redoing things. And the one that really caught my attention was a big one. It's called Lotus Eaters. It's skulls placed around a convex mirror. The shape, the entire shape, is shaped similar to a lotus plant. Mm-hmm. And the whole Lotus Eaters is based on Greek mythology. It was an island, and the population ate lotus, and it had this sort of peaceful, narcotic effect the people.
You find Lotus Eaters in Odysseus and Edith Wharton. You find it in James Joyce. You find it in Tennyson. Right. You know, it's been a really big theme throughout literary history. So it was kind of fun to see his
interpretation. Right.
I really liked a piece he calls Biocycle. It's a steel skeleton of a man as part in a bicycle framework. Very Eugene. People are going to love that.
Again, this show is at The Wave. It runs through the 28th. And Judd will actually be doing an artist talk tonight at the gallery at 7 p.m.
That's right. I'll bet it's really interesting.
Two very different shows, very interesting shows. Be sure and take a look. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.